Chapter 2. Montana's First People. What was Montana like before the first non-Indians arrived? Who called Montana home? And how did they live? The very first people to live in this region were resourceful. They were good at figuring out how to find or make what they needed, and they used what the land had to offer. They hunted and gathered food. They made tools, homes, and clothing. They traded with one another. They created art. They studied the stars, and they held religious ceremonies. Members of Montana's tribal nations are the descendants, a person's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, etc., of the very first people to live in this region. 12,000 to 8,000 years ago, the early period. No one knows exactly when people first came to Montana. We do know that people were living here over 12,000 years ago. The land was very different then. It was the end of the last ice age. Ice covered much of Montana. The first people lived on the edge of the ice field. They hunted mastodons, mammoths, and ancient bison using short, heavy spears. These first peoples traveled in small groups. They knew where to find the things they needed. One place might have a special kind of stone, perfect for making hammers. Another place might have flint for making knives. They traveled to these places to gather the resources, useful things, they needed. They carried everything they owned with them. Do you think they owned a lot of things? How do we know what we know? There are no newspapers, photographs, or letters describing life during the Ice Age. So how do we know what it was like? Archaeologists are scientists who study the past by analyzing artifacts, objects created by people, that people have left behind. If an archaeologist looked through your garbage can, what would she learn about you? Archaeologists' close study of ancient, very old, artifacts is one way we can learn about the distant past. Oral histories are important stories people pass down. When your grandparents tell you what life was like when they were young, they are sharing oral history. Oral histories are another way we can learn about the past. Montana Indians have oral histories that have been passed down for centuries. For example, the Salish and Ponderay oral histories described giant animals. They also described great floods, like ones that geologists, scientists who study the earth, believe happened 12,000 years ago. 8,000 to 1,500 years ago, the Middle Period. About 8,000 years ago, the place now known as Montana began to grow warmer and drier. Many of the giant, ancient animals became extinct or gone. Smaller animals like deer, antelope, and rabbits filled the plains or flat land. More plants appeared. The people learned how and where plants grew and how to use them to make food, medicines, rope, shelters, and baskets. As the environment, land, water, climate, changed, the people adapted, changed to fit new conditions. The big, heavy spears they used to hunt large animals did not work for fast-moving game. So they learned to make new tools like atlatls, spear throwers. The number of people who lived here grew. People still lived in small family groups, or bands, but they were more likely to meet other groups as they traveled. When two bands met, they shared information and ideas. They also traded with one another. 1,500 to 300 years ago, the late period. About 1,500 years ago, the climate, tropical weather conditions, changed again. The region became a little wetter and cooler. Bison, or buffalo, filled in the grasslands. Soon they became the most important source of food for the people who lived here. The bison provided many other things people needed as well. People made teepee covers and clothing from the hides, pillows from the hair, waterproof bags from the bladders, drinking cups and spoons from the horns, and knives and other tools from the bones. Sometimes, people worked together to lure herds of bison over cliffs in large communal group hunts. Other times, smaller groups of hunters trapped bison in deep snowbanks. At some point, people tamed dogs. Dogs became an important part of everyday life. Before horses, people used dogs to help them carry their things when they moved camp. The Early Contact Period, 1492 to 1850. Europeans first came to the Americas in the 1500s. They arrived far from Montana, but they still changed life here. Horses. The Spanish brought horses to the Southwest. Tribes in the Southwest began trading horses to other tribes. By the mid-1700s, horses had come to the Great Plains, the flat land region west of the Mississippi River and east of the Rocky Mountains. Horses changed everything. Horses could carry more weight for farther distances than dogs could, so people could travel farther to hunt. As tribes traveled farther, trade increased. Through trade, many items made in Europe or on the east coast of the United States came to the plains. Beads, iron pots, knives, cloth, metal arrowheads, and guns. Horses became almost as important to tribal people as bison. Capturing horses from other tribes became a way to gain honor. People measured their wealth in horses and gave them as gifts. Horses led to more conflict between tribes, but they also provided more opportunities, or chances, to trade and share ideas. Disease. Imagine what would happen if a strange new disease, or sickness, came to your town. The disease is very painful and deadly. Most of the people who catch this disease die. The doctors do their best to treat it, but nothing they do works. That's what happened to American Indian tribes when Europeans arrived in the Americas. Europeans did not mean to bring new diseases, but they did. Native Americans had never been exposed to these diseases. Their bodies did not know how to fight them off. Disease spread when people met to trade. These deadly diseases may have come to our region by the mid-1500s. Fur traders wrote about a huge smallpox epidemic, a rapid spread of disease, here in 1782. Some experts believe that many tribes lost between 50 to 90% of their people to these new diseases. These diseases changed everything. Survivors were very sad. Some tribes became powerful, because more of their people survived. Others became weak because so many people died. Some tribes combined to form new tribes. Tribes of Montana. By about 1820, most of Montana's current Indian tribes were already here. Many had been here since time immemorial, as long as anyone could remember. Each tribe had its own language, history, and ways of doing things. Some tribes were close allies or friends. Others sometimes fought. Each tribe had its own homeland, where its tribal members spent most of their time. However, people often traveled outside their homeland to hunt, gather important resources, and trade with other tribes.